And this little hand was a little bit loose.
Yeah, I've tightened it a couple of times and it still is wobbling. I have to give it a good turn there.
If you can buy these handles, I don't think it's good.
Well, there's nothing really wrong with the handle. It just has to be tightened here, that's all.
I use that little pen more every day. Well, I use it every day.
That smaller one?
Yeah. I put my cereal in it. I cook my vegetables in it.
Well, it's just about right for one person, isn't it?
Right, yeah. It sure gets a lot of use. And I've burned it several times. It's still
going.
Still is all right. Mildred says she's done the same thing. It's got real black and she can always ruin.
We don't know too much yet about the people next door. We've just, actually, I've only talked to the guy once, the Reverend. And his wife lives there, and they have three sons. Two sons live there, and one lives someplace else. And then the parents, I think it's his parents, older man and woman, live in the quarters below. They have the downstairs and the rest of them live upstairs. Anyway, the old grandpa, I call him, he seems like he's the one that's the king over there. Whatever he says, everybody does, including the Reverend. He's the one. I kind of think he bought the house for them. But he's just living there too. So whatever they do around there, he's the one that says whether they do it or not. And he's a ham radio operator. And so one of the rooms downstairs has been turned into a radio place where he has his shortwave radio and everything. And just recently he put a big antenna in the backyard. It looks like it's about 40 feet high, taller than one of my trees out here. Great big thing. And the Reverend says he talks to people like over in China and places like that. He gets people on the radio all over the world. And so he spends a good deal of his time right in that radio room talking to people, you know. But he's the one that goes out every now and then with his little pop gun and shoots the birds and stuff.
There's some more stuff about the neighbors. This is that group.
Anyway, one of his sons is in a rock group. And it's that group.
Let me see the other side. I saw something there.
My heavens.
What does that say? Can you read that?
C-U-B-E-S. The two.
Let's see. I believe that's him right there.
Let's see. He's kind of hippie-like.
Is that one of them? That must be the older son. Because I don't think that's the two that lived there.
Bill.
Well, I think that's the older one. He hasn't lived there.
That's
it. They look anything like that. Which one would be
that one?
Doesn't look like any of the people over there.
One of the kids has kind of red hair, light red hair.
How old would they be? Just the young kids?
I guess they're in the early 20s, maybe, around David's age.
What does that say, that last song? I just want you to get acquainted with our neighbors.
What kind of neighbor
does
you got?
Is it
the title of a song? The last song of
Vincent Leo Welnick.
The title of the song on side two, the last one, that last line.
Rick, Mark, and
right there.
White punk song, Dope.
That was a very popular song. And you probably already saw this one. That was another very...
Slip My Disco.
It makes fun of disco music.
Brighter Day
Skin. What kind of songs do they do anyway?
Is his name there, Spooner?
Yeah, William Edmund Spooner. Mm-hmm. What do you think about our neighbors now?
Well, you got some neighbors.
They're no worse than the bottom. I guess that's what they do these days. John doesn't have a headache.
You'll get one pretty soon.
You can get it all back again. David does very nice printing.
Yeah, he isn't bad for being left-handed, you know.
Yes, he sure does nice printing on that.
Well, his writing has been improving because in his work, in his job, he's writing all the time.
Oh,
yeah, they have to, you know, write up these orders and things. And so he's getting a lot of practice. So maybe he's, you know. His handwriting used to be more sloppy, but it seems to be getting better.
Pretty good writer, but the printing is very good. The card he sent me was beautiful. Some people just print all the time, they don't buy too much. I think it's nice because King has an awful funny writing hand.
She writes small, doesn't she?
Nice.
Yeah, I've gotten a couple of little notes from her from time to time, and yeah, I can hardly read it. It's a little.
And Ronser is just the same.
He does that too.
He has that hand.
Yeah.
In fact, the children's Richard doesn't write very good. You can't, they don't write very many. Let me to do doctors. I've never been read what a doctor
Right.
Or if you get, when you get a letter from an insurance company, like they assign their name, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And if you didn't know their name, you couldn't make it out.
Yeah. I think they do that on purpose for some reason. I don't know why.
You'll be out of the kitchen early tonight.
Yeah, not too bad.
I said, David's working and John's home early. Don't you have dinner earlier?
Yeah, we usually eat around 5 or so, yeah.
So you don't have to be in the kitchen
at all.
I kind of eat just 2 meals a day here lately. I eat at breakfast kind of late.
Yeah.
I get up and I drink my juice.
Yeah.
And then I make my bed and get dressed and if I have a little ironing to do, I'll do it. And then I'll have a little breakfast, some cereal. Mm-hmm. And then by then it'll be after 9:00.
Yeah.
And I'm not hungry at then. So I'll eat an apple and a banana or some fruit. Yeah. And around 3:00 I
you have a kind of early dinner.
Early dinner.
Well, that's a good way to do.
I don't eat any
Suffers. I'm hungry. I just had a glass of milk or something. Yeah. I'm really never hungry.
Yeah.
But I think I have to have something. So
yeah.
I have a glass of milk.
I think it's good if you can, you know, try to maintain a fairly balanced diet. Because I think it keeps you from getting sick, you know.
Yeah, even, you have to have vegetables. And I still don't have meat. I don't eat meat much anymore.
Yeah, well, we don't either. It's mainly economical with us.
Well, with me too. I don't care for it that much to spend.
I tell you what I've been doing lately. You know, even the price of chicken and stuff has been going up.
Yeah.
But one of the stores I go to lately, I don't know if they're going to keep doing it or not, but they've been making up big, what they call family packages chicken, only it's parts that a lot of people don't want, like the backs, and sometimes there's wings, and necks, and parts of the leg that people don't eat. And they put it all in one big package, and they sell it for cheaper by the pound. Like, they sell it for 29 cents a pound. But I bought a couple of those recently, and there's actually a lot of good chicken meat on some of those backs, you know. Because they're big backs.
Yes.
But apparently a lot of people don't like to eat the backs for some reason. I don't know why.
They're not. They're usually, at my store, they call them soup. To make chicken broth.
Oh, know? Really? Oh, well, I just bring these home and fry it like I do fried chicken, and it's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've been getting that lately, mainly because David likes the chicken so much, you know, and he loves it. He eats it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. I don't know if they'll keep it up, though. You know, seems like the stores change sometimes.
Oh, yes.
You know, they don't do the same thing all the time. Like right now, you know, usually the price of hamburger right now is anywhere from, depending on the grade, anywhere from $1.29 to about $1.79, depending on what kind it is. And so another store I found puts up big packages of 4 to 5 pounds in a package, and they bring the price down.
I got something else to read.
Well, just a minute. I'm telling her about this hamburger. They bring the price down to $1.09 a pound if you buy 4 or 5 pounds at once. So I've been doing that.
Fine. Then you can freeze them.
Yeah, then that's what I do. I freeze a bunch of it. And. So, you know, if you're looking around for bargains, you can sometimes find them that way, you know.
This probably won't make sense either, but at least I didn't write it.
What do you want me to read now?
Just read that out loud down to there. Just that, if you
just do it. I need something stronger. The observer frowned at his view screen picture. It was badly distorted. He could hardly make out a man's face. What's wrong, he asked. Nothing, nothing really. I just feel I need something stronger. There were 50 view screeners on the observer's panel, all of them clamoring for attention. His head dropped painfully. He said to this one, if you have a problem, don't hesitate to ask for assistance. Call 348-853 and get off my back. Yes, thank you. I'll be all right. Said THX1138.
Thank you. That's all. That's my favorite book.
Star Wars.
No, not Star Wars. It's this one.
Oh, THX1138. Oh.
Hardcore science fiction.
Oh, it is.
This is what's going to happen to the Bay Area in the 25th century. Cable TV is going to take over. And you'll be living underground, and you have to take drugs.
You have to?
Yeah, in this story. What do you think about that?
Oh, I won't be here, so I won't worry about it. No. You won't either.
Probably not. But it kind of reminds me of the stuff in my room.
Oh, well, you've got plenty of that.
Maybe. made a movie out of this, and all through the movie there's all this electronic stuff.
Oh, man.
Sound effects, kind of like what I was making, but a lot better than I can make.
Yeah, that's funny. Well, every time I think I'm through, she writes, she's
Oh, is that getting real wet?
Yeah.
Oh,
can
okay.
I use this one?
No, I got another dry one.
Okay, you know where they are.
Yeah, I got all my silverware soaking here.
Oh, thanks.
So when does she have to read that?
She just did. The tape is going right now.
Oh.
It's alive.
Oh.
Oh. I already did my stuff.
Yeah, you did it. It's funnier than I'm down here explaining, actually.
Oh.
It seems to turn out funnier.
I didn't think she was...
I wasn't going to do another great big production there.
Oh,
that's just too silly. I'll probably be hungry again in an hour.
Well, I got a lot of food here. Just help yourself.
What about that cheap chicken you were getting?
What about it?
You said something about it was reject chicken or something?
No, I didn't say that. I said it's the parts of chicken that a lot of people don't like to eat.
Like what parts?
The backs and
sometimes
the legs and the neck, but there's still a lot of good meat on that. There's nothing wrong with it. And the Pope's nose. You know what the Pope's nose is.
Oh, I know that. My goodness, I heard that after I got married.
Does the chicken have a sweet bread section?
Not that I know of.
Then we get the heart and the gizzard and what else?
The liver and
what's the gizzard?
That's the stomach, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, that's tripe, isn't it?
Well, in a way, it's chicken tripe. If you want to call it that.
It isn't so bad.
I like it, except the middle is tough.
Yeah. You have to take the first skin on the inside out. Oh, I guess they do that now. When you kill the...
What do you mean by the first?
She means there's a little lining in there.
Little lining on the inside.
You do that?
Yeah, you do that. But you don't have to when you get the chicken already done.
No, you just do that if you... Like, we used to raise chickens. We used to raise chickens, and when you kill them yourself...
That's like ancient history. I don't even remember that.
Do you remember that old neighbor that we had living in back of us on 59th Place in Los Angeles?
Angela.
And how his wife used to kill her chicken. I used to just dive. I'd go over there. Didn't you buy eggs or something from him? And you'd send me over there sometimes to buy eggs. And she would be there. And you know what I caught her doing one time, and I never forgot it? She had a chicken in each hand by the neck, and she was swinging them, and they were alive.
Simultaneously?
Yeah.
Like,
she was going, and
like
they were alive.
Yeah.
Just like yo-yos.
And then you know what she did? She'd hang a live chicken up by its legs, and the poor thing was flopping there with his head down, you know, like that.
And then she'd slit his throat. Yeah, and the blood would come rushing up. That makes the meat white.
That's why they did it, because they want white meat, wasn't it?
How does it make the meat white?
No, the blood drains out.
Well, what about dark meat?
Whatever. If you let the blood in there, I guess it's darker. I don't know what they did. Well, over there in the center of the...
Every time we go to the river.
Yes.
That
place that had the chickens hanging up by one leg. And
that machine was always going, wasn't it?
And the poor chickens there hanging with one leg and alive. And I guess they got their heads, whatever they did, when they came to the end, they got their heads cut off or whatever.
That is the cruelest thing.
I never could look at it. I hated that place.
We always had to go by it, though. There's no other way.
Yeah. Yeah, that antelope, he had a rooster that crowed.
Yeah.
And he'd get so mad at that rooster that he would beat it on the back with a stick. So I tell you, you're mean that way.
What did it do? Pack him?
Huh?
Did it pack him?
It would crow.
It wake him up in the morning.
He didn't want it to crow. And that's its nature. If he didn't want the crow, he would have gotten, wouldn't have it, or gotten rid of it instead of torturing.
What's that thing?
See?
That big funny thing.
It's a wire whip.
Oh.
Yeah, she was. She reminded me of a witch.
But you know, the old timers all did that. My grandmother did that.
Well, I guess that was the way they did it in those days.
Huh?
You know, I think if people nowadays had to kill their own meat and their own chickens, they'd go hungry. They wouldn't do it.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh.
I know I would. When we had chickens, we never ate them with an appetite, and it just killed me. The dad used to cut their heads off with an axe, lay their head on.
And sometimes you'd have to chase them for a while to get them. And, oh, geez.
I guess you should not eat it.
Did you know, I eat some of that chicken?
I guess
you
did. Funny, I didn't even think about it.
There's nothing to think about it.
Guess not.
Well, they died no matter one way or another, but I never could do it. I couldn't do that.
Well, the same when they talk about butchering their hogs, you know. To butcher a hog, that's an awful messy job, too.
It sounds messy the way you say it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you have to stick it in the right place, and then you have to spurt the blood out, and the first blood is the best, because that's what you make your sausages out of. Oh, gee.
And you know, well, in these slaughterhouses, they'll do it any better. The cows, they hit them in the head with a
that's
hammer.
Terrible. I don't know. The whole thing is
it's
very unappetizing. I think I'll just stick to vegetables.
Well, I'm getting so loud.
A whole lot of people in Berkeley that would like you for that.
Yes, they would. I just don't be killing the animals for food. I'm not that hungry. Yes. But that's what they say, that's what we raise them for.
You ever find out how to eject the beaters?
Yes,
That little thing underneath the housing.
The white thing?
Toward the housing.
The housing.
Yeah, you know what the housing is?
Yeah, this black thing.
Yeah.
Did you use it today?
No, but I put the beaters in to see how it works fine.
How did you whip that pie stuff?
Well, you didn't have to beat it very much. I just used this wire whip here.
Oh, yeah, that's what you use that thing for.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to get up real early tomorrow.
What time do you go to work?
I have to leave here at 8.
He gets usually when he goes on, you know, a regular day to work, he gets up around 7 and leaves about 8 o'clock. Well, I'm getting up early too, so we'll see you off. You know, when the new year comes in, do they have much going on there in Santa Rosa, much noise or anything?
Oh, very little. Not too much.
It's been pretty quiet here the last few years, too. They don't do a great deal around here. You hear a few guns off in the distance, and somebody toots a horn or something. That's about it.
Yeah.
September. My first New Year after we were married.
Oh. Pappy had a revolver.
Oh, yeah?
And
what did he do? Shoot it off?
New Year's night, we shot it off.
Oh.
He wanted me to shoot it. I'd never shot it.
Oh.
And we went out on that little porch, and we didn't have you then.
You were having your own fun then, weren't you?
And he was trying to tell me how to hold it.
What, did you
and
shoot it for me?
Yeah, I'd never shot one before.
Oh.
And I was afraid of the thing. And
pull the trigger! It's a wonder you didn't shoot each other fooling around like that.
We each had a shot out of him and we went back to bed.
You know, that's one thing I wish we had around here was some kind of a place where we could take bottles and things. Of course, when we get a great big load, we go to the dumps, but you know, you have to pay extra to go to the dumps to do it.
We don't go to the dumps anymore.
No, we don't.
Oh.
Is this the end?
Yes, this is the end.
Oh, well.
Oh, to begin?
Whatever. It's just the
I'm
end.
I'm supposed to say it.
Yeah, just whatever you thought. Did you like it?
Did
you like laughing?
Yeah. This is Christmas 1979, and I'm spending the Christmas with my daughter in Martinez, with my grandson and my son-in-law, John. And it's been the nicest Christmas I've ever had.
You've laughed more on this one than last year.
And I've laughed and had such a wonderful time that I'm just happy to be here. And I wish everybody a Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Okay?
Yeah, I guess that'll be just fine.
Oh.
Main thing was to get the date on it.
Yeah.
Last year I did it.
Uh-huh.
This is even better.
Oh, what a good.
It was on top.
Oh.
And I remember, I think it was the first night that I was there, and we were assigned, each one had, were, mm-hmm. you know, was assigned a bed, and I was assigned the top bunk on mm-hmm. here, so I wasn't used to sleeping on top on a top thing, and so in the morning, when they woke us up, boy, it was, you know, you'd be sleeping, and it was pitch black in this room, and all of a sudden, all the lights went on at once.
Oh.
Everything was bright daylight, because they turned on every light in the room, mm-hmm. and there was whistles blowing, and they made all the noise, and there was one person that would go through all the wards, and she was clapping her hands and saying, up, 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 and, you know, everybody had, they made all the noise and made it real bright, and you only had... You know, you only had a few minutes to get dressed because everything, you know, and I forgot I was up on top.
Oh, my.
And so, you know, you wake up and you're rubbing your eyes and you're trying to see. So I put my feet over the edge thinking I was going to get on the floor.
Goodness.
And I didn't get on the floor. I fell right out of that thing on my knees.
Gosh.
I was right on my knees on the low, on the lower thing. Well, I got up, but my knees hurt.
Did you spill popcorn
butter? Yeah, I dumped that, but
where?
I got it all up.
Where?
On the rug.
Oh, heck.
Why?
Was it butter?
No.
Just kernels.
Just kernels.
Oh.
Is everything okay
no
with you?
No harm done. No harm done. Don't worry.
Happened.
No.
Maybe Grandma would like to say some final words. I'm just about out of tape.
Oh, all right. What does Grandma want
to
say?
What am I supposed to do?
I don't know. You want to say something about this year and everything?
Oh, well, I'll say I had a beautiful Christmas at my daughter's home with David and John. And it was a beautiful day. We had a wonderful dinner. And now we're going to play some games.
Well, maybe.
Hmm?
I don't know.
Well, anyway.
Okay.
It's on there, so I don't care if we play game. Well, I better keep quiet.
You don't care.
Well, I mean that you don't have to play games just because I said, is that gone?
No, those were, see, that's what your final words. I'm just about out of tape.
Oh.
I won't be able to do it at all anymore.
Well, I mean this, what I'm doing now, is that going to be on there?
Yeah, that's on right now. It's much clearer than in the kitchen.
I'm going to seal my lips.
What were you saying about me and horse riding? I turned it off.
Well, I just was telling Grandma that you had some horseback lessons when you first moved out here, and we thought maybe you would at one time get more interested in horses, but you weren't really too interested, I guess.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, anyway.
I better get rid of this
before
I do it again.